Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we thank you for joy. We thank you for laughter, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would just continue with your Spirit, Lord. Fill us with joy and laughter, Lord. Fill this church, Lord, with all that you have for us, Lord. Let us not restrict what your Spirit wants to do this day. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome what you already have planned for us. We thank you, Lord, that you love this body and that every day, Lord, you take us just a little bit farther, Lord, to where you want us to be. I ask, Lord, that this day you would just speak to Pastor Henry as he brings the word, Lord, that you've given him. Lord, that through our worship, Lord, that we would all come through your gates, Lord, and bring you that worship, Lord. Amen. It's all about you, Lord. And so we bless what you're doing here, Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
The song said he'd take you at his word. And Isaiah 43 says, forget not the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See that I'm doing a new thing. It says, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who he has given us. You have to remember that he loves us, and we all have the fruit of the Spirit within us. So I ask the Lord to bless us and to fill us with the fruit of that Spirit. He is doing a new thing in each one of us. A lot of times that you're looking at that scripture and you think about the idea that it's a revival, he's doing a new thing on the earth. But no, he's doing a new thing in you. And you can see all the things that are happening within you. Things that you might have dwelled on, things that the past, he says, don't look at the past. You look at your future. And he is a part of your future. He is your future. So as long as you hold on to him, everything will come together. And he will give you the joy that passes all your understanding. All the fruit of the Spirit is yours, only if you grab it, only if you acknowledge it, because he is a God that will not override your will. He will do what you ask him to do. But if we don't ask him, how are we going to do it? So in Jesus' name, I pray that the fruit of the Spirit would be in each one of you and that you would let go of your past and look at your future. In Jesus' name.
You know, that every single day in your prayer closet, in your quiet time, in your alone time, can be so important in your life. Because there's things that do come in your life. There's things that do come up, right? And there's times where we can feel completely defeated, but when we spend that time meeting one-on-one with God, we'll realize that he's the one who provides the peace. He's the one who provides the strength. He's the one that provides everything that we need. We have already been set free from everything. You're already forgiven. You're already, all the things that he paid a price for you, he's given already. And a lot of times it's time for you to realize what those promises are and come to him for them. Stand on them, use them, make them come alive in your life. Just like that song said, I love how it says, your mercies are new every morning. I come alive when you're calling. Because it's true, as we're spending time with God, those times that would have been weak moments for us, we can feel strengthened. We can feel an aliveness, a calling in what he's taking us towards. So go after him this morning, because you've got victory in him already.
Amen.
Morning. A few months ago, maybe a year or so ago, Pastor Henry had a little interview with Zach, and we're talking about when he was born. and you were born.
Yes.
And they were going to name you.
Lavender.
Lavender because of a mine that was being opened up.
Dedicated, yeah.
Right, dedicated. So that wasn't the point, but the point was his name.
Come on, man.
He didn't earn his name, right? You were named.
That's right, yeah.
His mom and dad named
him.
Come
on, man.
Henry. Hank. Pastor Henry. Papa. You know, but he was named. He didn't have to earn that name. He didn't have to work for that name. He really didn't even have to prove that name. Ayala was given to him when he was born. So this is more not really a word as much as it is a setup for what's coming in a few weeks. To be still. Earning something is what we've been learned, what we've been taught to do in religion. I think there's a theme kind of going over the past few months about the love of God. At least I feel it in my spirit. But we don't have to work or to earn or to achieve that which he has given to us as an inheritance. So if you're going to mature or grow into something, you don't have to work for that. You just have to be you. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So as you walk in life and live to learn or learn to live abundantly and be you, then you will walk into a maturity. You will grow into a maturity. You will walk into this kingdom inheritance, and he'll teach you things along the way to learn how to operate in the sonship and the daughtership and the kingship that has been placed upon you from before you were born, before time was established. And he already knew now for you. So stop striving. Be still and know that he is God and you are a son and a daughter of the King. And what you're going to walk into and what he's going to reveal in you as you are just you living life as he has come to give to you. In you is the hope of glory. And in you, this world will change. And in you and through you, the light of Christ will shine in that community and in the communities that you walk and in the families and the workplaces and the schools and all the places that you go. Amen. You will change atmospheres. You will bring light and love and healing and restoration and recovery to a nation and to a city and to a family that is in need of you and Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery that is going to be revealed. Not because of how many scriptures you learn, and it is good to learn scripture and to read, but because you are walking daily with the King. That's the difference. Walking daily with the King. Amen.
I was given some poems this morning, so I better share them. So I got two, so just bear with me. And I think they might be important with what was just said. Just think, Jesus lives inside you. You are quite unique. He chose you as a vessel in which he now can speak. So make sure you are doing all that he would do, being led by his spirit because he dwells in you. When doing his will, Jesus abides in your heart, so all of the lies and chaos depart. When we truly seek him, then we are blessed and he becomes a well of hope, so others are refreshed. And this is the other one I got this morning, about 5 minutes before I was going out the door. God is an artist, and he's not done with you yet. So don't give up on your dreams and live with pure regret. For he has a purpose for each and every life, but only in his timing he alone can perfect. Just like he paints a masterpiece in the sky above our heads, He will weave you in his plan, so don't face the day with dread. For in his time, he will use you. Your colors are unique. You are chosen for a time to play a certain role. Just rely on his artistry, and he will make you whole.
Amen. Oh, God.
I love that song, No Longer Slaves.
Me too. Come on.
Because he rescued us. He rescued me. I know he rescued you. And he was the only one that could. I just want to read Colossians 1:13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. But one verse back was also beautiful, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you're a child of God this morning, give God a clap offering. Tell him thank you. Say, Father, we thank you this morning. We worship you. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, Father. For you are worthy of this praise. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the glory, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We worship you this morning. We thank you, Father. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Woo, hallelujah. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Last Sunday of the month. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to October. How many? Come on. Amen. What do you? And that's not Halloween. Whatever's that? Yeah. Or on the way to Randy's, there was this. Did everybody see that? I don't know. What is it? 13 feet, 14 foot skeleton out there? Anybody see that thing? What's that? Nephilim, is that what it is? I don't know what that is. But it was a skeleton that's standing, I don't know, I would say he's 13 or 14 feet. Yeah, like Goliath. How many know Goliath, man, you know, how many Goliath was 13'6"? In an instant, he turned 12 foot 6. I just thought of that. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So much for a pastor's jokes. Amen. Come on, man. 12 foot six. He could cut off his head. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Randy, I really do appreciate you taking the body of Christ and friends and neighbors over to your house, man. Appreciate you, brother. That's so good. So good. How many enjoyed those that went, how many enjoyed yourselves? It was very, very good. The food was delicious. The fellowship was delicious. Amen. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, 13th and 14th, 2 weeks from today, we're gonna have the overnighter at my house. How many are you gonna make it? Come on. Come on, everybody raise your hand. Say, I'll be there. Yeah. Yeah, looking forward to my son coming down playing music for us on Friday night, and Andrew Hopkins will be speaking to us. He's a young man that lives in the spirit. Yes. I mean, prophesies, man. If you want, just come. It's going to be a good time. And then that's Friday night. We'll have a bonfire. Does anybody like to smell like smoke in the morning? Yeah, that's always fun. Smells like you've been camping. How many like camping? How many campers do we have in here? Well, yeah, come on out. Make sure you bring your stuff. All right, and then Sunday morning, 6:30 in the morning, we're gonna get up and Saturday morning. Did I say Sunday? Oh boy, that'd be something. Saturday morning, we'll get up in the morning and we'll make breakfast. We'll have bacon and eggs. Other stuff. I mean, I'm going to make my own chorizo. I make my own chorizo, so you all get to taste my chorizo, and you can say, I don't like it, or you can say, yeah, it's okay, whatever, you know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then we're going to have a special speaker from this church speak to us on Saturday afternoon. Been praying, just got through asking him just for a minute. Are you sure? He says, yeah, go ahead. So Tommy's going to speak to us. How do you say amen to that? Because Tommy is I believe Tommy can be an evangelist. How many say amen? Amen. And he's going to touch our hearts that morning. And then we're going to have some steaks. We're going to cook some dead cow. How many like dead cow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody know? Yeah, we're going to cook some steaks. We'll feed you guys. So we should have a great time. Then Sunday morning we'll come in. And whose turn is it to preach? Is it John? No. You go. But Sunday morning, hopefully everybody will make it. But I'm looking forward to it. Can you say amen? Just like I look forward to Randy's luau. Yeah. Anybody see my nice shirt I had yesterday? It was a beaut, wasn't it? It was, yeah. Linda. Linda Harden tells me, that's a beautiful shirt. Be quiet, Linda. You're just being nice. Oh, I had fun. A lot of people complimented my shirt. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Hey. You know, it's good, like Pastor John was saying, it is good to be fellowshipping with the body of Christ. How many say? Can you say amen? Amen. It is so good. It's so good. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. So hopefully most of you, all of you will show up, sign up so we know how many people's coming, because we've got to know how many steaks to buy. Is that okay? Yeah. Don't make me eat your steak, because I will. Yeah, is that right? That's okay? All right, praise God. Remember, you got to remember also, you know, 10 and under are not, I mean, I know a lot of some, it's kind of hard for folks to focus if their kids are running around, the smaller kids and stuff. So we're asking that it be 10 and under, no children. We're figuring that kids 10 years up can take care of themselves. You tell them once, they'll be quiet. Is that okay? Tell them twice and they're down the road. Go on. Go hitchhike home. Yeah, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Some of you might not know me. First time here. And as you go, oh, no, not this guy. Amen. It's not a good guy. Anyway, so if you will, turn in your Bibles. How many of you brought your Bibles this morning? Yeah, come on. I see some Bibles. Yeah. My phone. Everybody say, I do it on my phone. How many got phones? Amen. Somehow on you, you've got the Word of God. Is that correct? Good. All right. That's good. That's what I'm. So if you will, turn in your Bibles or on your phone, we're going to go to Mark chapter 8, starting at verse 34. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for kids, God. Amen. Amen. We thank you for lungs. For loud lungs. God, thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for these kids. They're healthy and they're breathing hard. And yeah, okay, they're crying. But Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing this morning. Lord, as we read your word, as we look at it, Father God, would you, Father God, speak to every heart. Let no one leave this building without something that you have for them, Father. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Do your work. We thank you in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Mark chapter 8, starting at verse 34. When he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Praise God. I need my glasses. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's kind of blind. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, the same shall find it. So save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. How many say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? How many say, amen? Aren't you glad you're saved? Aren't you glad you know the Lord? Hey, and I'm not ashamed. Jesus said, whosoever will be ashamed. But one of the things he said, let him take up his cross and follow me. How many of you know what that means? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. it doesn't mean you just stop doing everything and you just start running out and witnessing to people, running out, running to hospitals and praying for people. You don't just do these random things. Deny yourself. Whatever you want to do, just say, okay, you know what, Lord, I want you to lead me. And then he says, follow me. So he asks you to follow him. So follow him. If he asks you to go to the hospital, then you follow him. Amen? Amen. If he asks you to go to your neighbor and start witnessing, follow that. Amen. It's not just this random running to and fro against because I'm denying myself and I'm doing everything Jesus that I know to do. Hey, no, you follow him by listening to him and waiting for him. Can you say amen to that? That's follow him. And then, so when he asks you to do something, you say, yeah, okay, that's denying yourself. Can you say amen? It's pretty simple, isn't it? Somehow we in church, we have made it so hard, we made it so difficult that we really don't know what we're doing. Is that okay? Are you guys all right with that? We don't know what we're doing, but God wants you to know what you're doing. He wants you to follow him, to be led by the Spirit. Is that okay? Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's okay. Verse chapter 9, he says, and he said to them, truly I say to you, that there shall be some that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come in power. Makes a statement right off the bat in chapter 9. How many know that these chapters were probably not divided when he was saying, when Jesus was talking? So this part was just flowed right into what we read about, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed. Now Jesus is saying, verily I say to you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God with power. How many want to see the kingdom? I want to see the kingdom of God, and I want to see that power in the kingdom. Folks, we see glimpses of it here and there. Can you say amen? But then God is intending that his kingdom would be evident in all the earth. How many say amen? The glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Do you know what that means? The glory of the Lord is going to be seen all around the earth. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I can't wait to see every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. But then he says, and 6 days afterwards, Jesus take with him Peter, James, and John and leads them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And the scripture says here, and he was transfigured before them. Pretty awesome opportunity. Is that, wouldn't you say that for these guys? Amen. There was three of them there, Peter, James, and John. And Jesus had spoken 6 days earlier that there would be some that would see the kingdom. Is that okay?
Yes.
So these guys, they're with him. Jesus doesn't just go up to the mountain just to say, okay, I'm going to be transfigured before you. He didn't do that. You know what? Jesus goes to a mountain. When he goes up, he goes to pray. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's what he did. He took these three boys with him. He says, come on, boys, let's go pray. We're going to go up and we're going to pray. And then it says here, he was transfigured before them. That word is metamorpho.
Metamorpho.
Remember that word? Yeah. Metamorpho. Like the Ninja Turtles.
Amen.
There was a metamorphosis. They changed and they were little guys and they became turtles that can fight. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, folks, these guys are real. Let me tell you. Don't you? Hey, these guys are real. Yeah, no. He was changed. The word that he says transfigured is the word metamorpho. Look at your neighbor and say metamorpho.
Metamorpho.
Say now tell him metamorpho to you. How many know we all need to be changed? In a twinkling of an eye, in a moment, we're going to change. Is that right? Yeah. We all need to get changed. Amen? Hallelujah. Metamorpho to you, too. Yeah. Whoa, yeah, it sounds kind of cool. Isn't that right? Go around this week telling everybody metamorpho to you. Yeah. They go, what is wrong with you? Yeah, metamorpho to you, too. Just go around telling folks that. That'd be cool. Yeah. This was a metamorpho. It says his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fooler on earth can white them. Clorox can't get them this white. OxyClean. OxyClean and Mr. Clean can't get them this white.
That's it.
Yeah. And there appeared to them Elias and Moses, and they were what? Talking with Jesus. Folks, I'm going to tell you, this is prayer. You got the law and the prophets speaking to Jesus while he's praying. This is called prayer. And while he's praying, I believe the glory of God rose up in him. And those three, John, James, and Peter, they saw Jesus as he really is. Can you say amen? Woo, come on, man. Later on, John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. But right there, they saw him as he really is. Shining, bright, man, transfigured. He was changed into who he really is. Can you say amen? The flesh took on a brightness. Can you say amen? Yeah. Remember how Moses came out of the mountain? He had this brightness on his face. So much so that the children of Israel, they couldn't look at him. The brightness was, the glory was so bright. So he had to put a veil over his face. Well, Jesus had no veil. This thing was woof. The brightness of who he is. Can I tell you that he is very bright? And what the crazy thing is, he dwells in you. Isn't that cool? This glory, this brightness is living within it. The brightness of the glory of God is in you. Woo, come on. And God's saying, hey, I want to reveal that in the world. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Come on. Woo. There appeared to him, to them, Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, I always got to say something. Is that all right? Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Isn't that just like us? Hey, let's build a temple. Let's make a monument to this. So we can come and worship at the monument. What do you think, God, Jesus? That's just like folks. Is that right? Oh, man. While he's speaking, check this out. Verse 6 says that Peter didn't know what else to say because he was kind of tongue-tied. He says, for he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And then verse 7 says, Then there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and the voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Listen to him. I'm going to ask you this morning, who are you listening to? What are you listening to? Are you listening to him? Or are you listening to 3,000 other preachers, 3,000 other websites, 3,000 Henry Ayala's? Who are you listening to? God wants you to hear him and hear him only. Can you say amen? Amen. This is how you will learn the direction he has for you, the things he has for you. You listen to him. Can you say amen? Amen. He's after your ear. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to hear what he has to say to you. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And he will use the prophets. He will use the law. He'll use anything in that word of God that we call the Bible. He will speak to you. He'll use those things. You don't need a lot of other books. Can I say amen to that? Amen. I used to try to read a lot of books. I used to try to read on Jesus and everything, get all these different ideas and everything. Used to listen to Kenneth Copeland. Anybody ever used to listen to Kenneth Copeland? Anybody? No? Nobody? One person, three person, five person. All right. Jimmy Swaggart? Kenneth Hagin. Anybody listen to Kenneth Hagin? Hallelujah. A little guy named Prince. Freddie. What's his name? Joseph Prince. I was going to call him Freddie Prince. Joseph Prince. Yeah. Folks, these are all people, these are all ministers that called in our lives to speak to us. But it takes us to a point, it says in Ephesians, till we all become a man of God, a woman of God, where you can hear God personally. You don't need somebody else to talk to you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He will speak to pastors and teachers to tell you, you need to listen to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Woo. The same amount of time you put on your favorite website, take that time and go find out what God says to you personally. Because I will tell you, that evangelist, that this guy here, cannot tell you exactly what God wants to say to you. Only you can learn that. Only you can know what he has for you. Is that all right? Don't let anybody, I don't care who they are, don't let anybody tell you who you are. Christ will tell you what he's made you for, what he's designed you for, and he'll take you there if you'll listen to him. Can you say amen? So the cloud overshadowed them. They got scared, and they heard a voice that said, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." The word is still good today. You got to hear him. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Let's look at that. John 8. Starting at verse 31, Word of God says, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word," everybody say, "Continue in my word."
Continue in my word.
Look at your neighbor and say, "Continue in his word."
Continue in
his
word.
If you continue in my word, is what Jesus said, then you are my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Terry Harden was talking to me one day, and he says, "You know, a lot of people say he'll set you free, and it does say set once or in a couple of places in the Bible. But Jesus himself said the truth will make you free. It will make you free."
Amen.
How many want to be free? Totally and completely. I want to walk like Jesus. How many of you want, desire that Jesus be so involved, so inside of you that you walk like him, you talk like him? Yeah. You wear your hair long like him?
Come on.
Pastor John? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, man. The goal is to be like Jesus. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's the goal. And it is the Holy Spirit's job to help us to arrive to that. Can you say amen? He's the one that knows you from the inside because he's on the inside of you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
There's things about you that you don't even know that he knows. Is that okay?
Right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Point, how many hairs on your head? Scripture says that he knows every hair on your head.
Amen.
So so the Holy Spirit knows more about you than you know about yourself. And he's able to do far abundantly above all that we can even think about. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Isn't that cool about him?
Yeah.
He wants to do it. But he says the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Remember when you were young, somebody would tell you, "Hey, get out of the way. Make me. Hey, get out of the way. Make me." A little resistance there, huh?
Yeah.
Could you be doing that to God? God say, "I want to make you free." Yeah, make me. Yeah, right. Quit doing what you're doing. Yeah, make me. You know, folks, it's easier to serve him when you love him and when you hear his voice and you hear a little tiny voice saying, "Hey, wash the dishes for your wife." And you get up and you wash the dishes. And your wife falls in love with you all over again. All right? That's what happened to me. God told me to wash the dishes, and I washed the dishes, and she came out and fell in love with me. Yeah. Say, some of you say, that's really a miracle. Yeah. I love my wife. But I keep as much as I can, I wash the dishes. You know why? Because he told me to do that. The other day, a brother asked me, he goes, "Why do you clean the church?" Because he told me to maintain what he's given me. So we clean the church with joy.
Hallelujah.
Praying in the Spirit.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues. A lot of people don't like to hear, but that's what we do. Huh. But he wants to make us free. Make us free. But I'll tell you, it is the truth that will make you free. It's only the truth. It's only because how many know that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So when he comes in your life, you got truth living in you. Now all of a sudden, he begins to speak truth to you. And sometimes we don't want to hear it. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
But if you allow him to, he will take you to where he has, to what he has for you. He knew he had to get anger out of my life. But I would hear him talk to me. I'd hear him say, Henry, you got an anger problem. I said, no, God, I get a little frustrated sometimes. Henry, you got an anger problem. Well, do you see what he said to me? I get a little frustrated with that, God. But see, all the time he was trying to remove anger because he wanted anger out of this right here. Can you say amen to that? He didn't want me being an angry preacher. Can you say amen? Because I can be an angry preacher. I can get mad. And I can tell you, but that's not the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? That's not him. He is, first of all, peaceable. The wisdom that comes from above is peaceable and it's kind. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It doesn't talk about each other. It doesn't talk about people. Amen? Come on, man. Yeah. Okay. But he wants you free. Free from all that. Can you say?
Amen.
I say that a lot. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
I bet if I looked it up in the time-wise in my sermons, I bet half my sermon is, can you say amen?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
That used to be my old thing. Come on. Hallelujah. He says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Is that right? Is that pride? Oh, yeah, wait, we're Abraham's seed. Who do you think you're talking to? We know who we are. We've never been in bondage to anybody. Look at the bondage that Jesus is talking about right here. It says, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Sometimes we don't want to hear that, but yet it's the truth. Should I move on?
Yes.
He that commits sin is a servant. You're serving that sin. Can you say amen? And God wants to release you from that. Can you say amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Call it what you want. I don't care. Stealing is a sin. Call it what you want. But folks, God is trying to get these things out of us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. How many know God is a merciful God? Yeah. I just noticed the sticker on there. Whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Verse 35, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. These are nice words for us. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Is that right?
Amen.
He said at the beginning of this, if you listen to my words. God's told us this while in earlier, this is my beloved Son, hear him. So it's so important that we as the body of Christ hear what he is saying. How many of you know that Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. How many say, do you know his voice? Do you know it when it shows up? Sometimes it shows up in the most inopportune moments. Can you say amen to that? I remember there was this piece of equipment. It's called a cyclone up at the mine. And I used to have a little bit of an anger problem. Just a little bit. Yeah, God said, no, it was big. But it was a little tiny anger problem. But this cyclone, I would say it's about from here to here. It's about that wide, and it's probably from that chair to over to Aaron's kneecap over here. It's about that long. It's a great big piece of the thing, and it's formed kind of like a cone. It's called a cyclone. Anyway, I got to pick it up with a forklift and take it down to the shop. So I pick it up and get it up in the air, get going with it, and it does this on the floor. It goes, whoop, 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 and it falls off. Oh, so I pull it back up, and I roll over and pick up on it, and whoop, 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 poof, falls off the other way. It is making me mad. This thing, I think I picked it up four times. Finally, the fifth time when I pulled up into it, I slammed it up against the wall, bam, about four times, backing up, hitting it, backing up and hitting it. That's just the way I was. Right at the opportune time, my supervisor standing there watching me. He goes, Henry, what are you doing? I'm just trying to take this little thing down to the shop. But sometimes, just at the right moment, you'll hear the voice of the Lord. It's an inopportune time. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
They say, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? He might say to you, or he might say to you, don't yell at them. Love on them. They need love. Can you say amen? Praise God. But it's so good to live your life when you hear that voice, because the Word of God says, my sheep know my voice. How many know the voice of the Lord? How many sense his voice when he's speaking to you? I'm surprised, because a lot of people, I've had a lot of people say, I don't hear God's voice. He speaks to you more than you realize. Can I tell you that? He's continually speaking to you. A lot of times you think it's just you thinking. You yell at some guy at Safeway because he cut you off in the grocery line trying to pay for your groceries. You get mad and you yell at them. And the Holy Spirit says something to you, but you just think it's me thinking. You probably use, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, that's okay. He should have never taken cuts. You blow it off. A lot of times God is speaking to you, but you don't recognize it. The thing to do is listen to those things that are good, and what's good, then begin to follow those things. You're going to find most of the time that Jesus is speaking to you. He's talking to you, folks. He is a God that will speak to his people. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It's an audible within voice. Sometimes it's quiet. It's a still small voice, but it's there.
Yep.
How many of you have ever been talking? You know, like I will tell you, Jehovah's Witnesses are a mission field in their own. Can you say amen? Whenever they come around us, they're a mission field to us. Don't just push them out. But I can tell when people start talking to me, I know within me, this is a Jehovah's Witness. It's the Holy Spirit that knows that. He's the one talking to you. How many of you have ever experienced that a Jehovah's Witness is talking to you? Or even a young Mormon or something? Because, you know, God will use his Spirit to speak to you in ways that man, you go, oh my God, he's talking to me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He wants to talk to you. My sheep hear my voice. John chapter 6, verse 63. When you begin to looking at Jesus' words, when you start looking at the Word of God, start and you're reading, all of a sudden something makes you weep. Something makes you really happy when you look at the Word of God. This is what Jesus said. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to your... That flesh doesn't profit anything. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The flesh profits nothing is what Jesus said.
Yeah.
It says, it's the Spirit that quickens. Can I tell you, it's a different story when the Spirit quickens the flesh. Can you say amen to that?
Right.
When the Holy Spirit begins to touch you and he quickens you, there's a whole different story. It's because the flesh has been quickened by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How many of you know that you have to deny yourself and die? Do you know that?
Yep.
Did we read that earlier?
Yep.
You die, and then the Spirit begins to resurrect you little by little by little by little. Do you know that? Do you understand that I was talking to somebody yesterday and this morning, but Alka-Seltzer, how many ever watched an Alka-Seltzer in a bottom of a glass? Anybody?
I have.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop. Oh, what a... See, a lot more of you knew it, but yeah, you drop in a glass of water, and what does it begin to do? It will dissolve almost into nothing. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Can I tell you that this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do with you? He wants those things that are in the flesh that's within you, he wants to dissolve them. And the only thing he's going to dissolve them, that's going to dissolve them, is the water of the Word. The Word that he speaks to you will dissolve these things. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a relief it is. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ha, ha. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. He's desiring to change you by his Word.
Yeah.
It says, it's the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. And then it says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
How many want life?
Yeah.
And life more abundant? How many? Yeah. I tell you, I don't think there's anybody in the house that doesn't want life and life more abundant. He's promised it, folks. It's a promise to you. But notice he said, the words that who? This is Jesus speaking. The words that who? That I speak to you. This is my beloved son, is what God said. Hear him. You're going to hear him when you go and you begin to worship God, you begin to pray, you begin to go and read the word, you continue to do those things, you will hear him. I guarantee it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, good pastor, you can. Yeah, you will. You got a heart for God? I guarantee you, you're going to hear him. He's going to tell you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to show you that he has already pre-planned your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Pre-planned. Do you believe it?
Amen.
He knows where he's taking you. He knows where he wants to bring, what he wants to bring you into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoa. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 27. Jesus took them up on a mountain, and they began to pray, and he got transfigured before them. But here, now, we have the Holy Spirit to help us become transformed. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That same word. Transformed. He wants to transform us. And so it's the Holy Spirit that's doing that for us. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints of God according to what? Unto God's will. See, God has a will for you. He's got something he has for you. So the Holy Spirit prays for you.
Amen.
Folks, this is why the Holy Ghost, this is why the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this is why speaking in tongues is so important to you, because he prays in ways that you don't even know. He knows what is the mind of what? The Spirit of God. He knows. So he knows what God's trying to do for you. He knows what he's trying to, how he's trying to transform you in the image of his dear son. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, woo, hallelujah. How many know it's a glorious thing? You're going to say, no, it's not. I don't understand what he's saying. Can you say amen to that? See, a lot of times we don't know what he's saying. Is that all right? We just don't know. And so sometimes it can seem like nothing's happening. Can you say amen? I pray in tongues all the time, but I don't see nothing happening, Pastor Henry. Just keep praying. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. I pray. I love praying in the Holy Ghost because he surprises me with things. Is that okay? I get surprised at some of the things he brings around. Amen?
Yep. Amen.
Whew. He knows what's happening. Look at this scripture. It says 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. Now, this scripture here, I want you to understand is that I need you guys praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Because this right here is a place where you, by what the Holy Spirit says to you, you can edify the body of Christ. Do you know that? So here's 1 Corinthians. What is it? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting at verse 12, says, even so you, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts. How many of you want spiritual gifts operating in your life?
Oh,
see, that's the Holy Ghost. You're zealous for that. Yeah, 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 I'd like that. Seek that you may excel to the what? The edifying of the church. When I ask you, hey, when the Holy Spirit, I better not drop this, huh? Steve, you might get mad at me. Hey, when I tell you folks, hey, this mic is up here for you. It's because the Holy Spirit told me to say that. It's because God is saying, I want my people to minister to my people. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because if you're zealous of spiritual gifts, he tells us right here to seek that we edify the body of Christ, that we speak what God is saying to us. Is that okay? Ooh, man, I got to tell you, today it's okay. We are not like a lot of churches. You're not going to see a lot of church that will encourage this like the way we do.
Right.
We ask you, hey, you got a word. I need it. Can you say amen? I need what you got, what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Is that okay? Because we are a body and we're all members one of another. Is that okay?
Yes.
We're not all the same. If we were all the same, if we were all eyes, where's the foot, right? Is that what the scriptures tell us? We are members one of another. And we need to be speaking to one another. I've got people that I've been saying, hey, man, you know, you could get up there and speak, man. You got a good word, man. Oh, well, I'll do it when the Holy Ghost moves me. Come on. Folks can be, what you have might be so important to somebody that you speak it out to, and you're saying, well, when the Holy Ghost moves me, what do you want him to do? What are you waiting for? What kind of movement are you looking? Get up here and go talk on that mic. What are you waiting for? Folks, I'm serious. I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
This is for the edification of the body of Christ so that you and all of us can learn together. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because God has taken the body somewhere.
That's it.
You're not on your own. You might have a word for me that I'm waiting for, and it's been 3 years now.
Mm. Wow.
Thank you, Heather. I've been talking to Heather, and she's, oh man, praise God, she's coming up. She's speaking. Can I say something? Don't be afraid of us. Are y'all afraid of me? Are you afraid of what pastor's going to think of what you say? Praise God. No, man. Edify the body. Oh, well, I do my own edifying outside the church and at my home. I invite people over. That's when I do that. Come on, right here. The Holy Spirit's giving you something. Speak it out.
Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I love Aaron. He's all right, man. He helps me. Praise God. Even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. That's what he says. Is that right? Because when you pray in an unknown tongue, a lot of times I don't know what I'm saying, God. And I'd like to know what I'm saying. How many of you would like that? Sometimes I just want to know, God. Sometimes I'll be praying for somebody, and all of a sudden these things come up. And I was telling a young lady yesterday, Lorelei, is that her name? Lorelei? She's learning German, right? And I was telling her, sometimes when I'm praying, I feel like I'm speaking in German. But, you know, it feels like German. I don't know if it is or not, because I don't know German. Danke. I don't know. But whatever. Sometimes I feel like I'm speaking German, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I want to know. I say, God, what are you saying? What are you praying? What are you praying through me, God? Is that okay to ask him? Oh, you bet it is. He wants you to know. Come on, man. It says this, wherefore, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if he pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Is that right? That's right. Correct. You're praying, but you're not sure what you're praying. He says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with understanding. You see that? I will sing with the spirit.
Yes.
And I will sing with understanding. You see, the Holy Spirit's not trying to hide anything from you.
Nope.
Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. And God will begin to give you understanding about what you're praying. Sometimes he don't want you to know. Is that okay? But I will tell you, he will give you understanding while you're praying, while you're singing. I like worshiping by myself. You guys know that. I like worshiping, playing songs by myself. I like speaking, singing in the spirit with my guitar. Because when I'm singing them of the Spirit, it opens a window that begins to pour words into my mouth that I love it. And there's been times where I got to write this down. I can't even forget it. I can't even remember it because it flows through. It's out and gone. But that is an example for me of the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit, and then singing with the understanding. God's not trying to hide anything from you. He's trying to build you and strengthen you and allow you to see his glory in ways that you've never seen it. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Proverbs 16:16 says this. Watch, check this out. It says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is what?
It's purged.
Purged.
It's gone.
How many want iniquity? I want everything that's contrary to God. I want it out of my life. Amen. I don't want anything. And you know, God sees it. He knows stuff is there. How many say amen?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, he knows it's there, but he says, I want to help you. Let me help you. And it says right here, by mercy. Is that right?
Yep.
How many like mercy?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie raises his hand. Yeah. Yeah. But mercy is where God says, yeah, come on in. Open the door. Well, God, I've been doing this. Yeah, I know. Come on in. Well, God, I cussed out pastor the other day. Yeah, I know. Come on in. By mercy and it says, and truth. Is that right?
Mercy and truth.
The word of God says, this is my beloved son, hear him. Let the truth so be involved in you that mercy and truth, because he's merciful to you and this truth is in you, it begins to purge you. You're purged. Purged. And, you know, I'm not talking about how young ladies purge themselves. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they'll eat and they'll go purge. I'm talking more like bleeding the brakes. You got air in the system. Is that right? You don't want air in brake system. How many say amen? Is that right, Rick? You don't want no air in there. So you pump up the brakes, you open a valve and it purges. You keep doing it till the air is out. Hey, mercy and truth. You keep going to him. He opens the valve. You get filled. Pushes something out. He closes the valve. Okay, you're good. Something else goes on. You walk in there. God, man, it's okay. Mercy, truth begins to purge those things within you. Before you know it, everything's working like it's supposed to be working. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
By mercy and truth is... By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And it says, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Reverencing God is something that, man, you will help you to stay away from the things that God has purged you from. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, folks, for some reason, we have been taught by our world that once you're let's just say a drug user, you'll always be a drug user.
Right.
It's not true.
No.
If God does work on you, if God cleans you.
You are clean. Here we go.
Preach it. We're clean. If God delivers you from heroin or pornography or alcoholism, you're clean.
Yeah.
He's delivered you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And the world will tell you, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Don't let the world tell you that. You got to hear him. Is that right? Hear him. Proverbs 23:23. This is the last scripture. This is the power verse, and it says, buy the truth, don't sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy the truth and don't sell it. Also, buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. How do you buy truth? How do you buy truth? The simplest thing is that you give your heart to Jesus. You're purchasing truth. You're allowing truth to come in. But don't just stop by saying, Lord, I want you to come into my life. Lord, I want you to touch my family and my job. You buy truth by continuing to listen to what Jesus has to say to you. That's how you buy truth. And that truth that comes into you, it will begin to produce wisdom and understanding and instruction. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many know that God desires that you look like Jesus?
Amen.
Yeah, come on, man. God's looking to change you. Amen. Metamorpho. Is that okay? Metamorpho. Wendy put together a poem with metamorpho in it, okay? Where you at? Yeah. Metamorpho. And more for you. And a little more for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just stand and let's pray?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to bring Abe up if he's around. Where you at, buddy? There he is. Come on, man. Glory to God. Thank you guys for coming to the service this morning. See you. We'll see you in October.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Some of the things that kind of keep us imprisoned, right? The opposite of freedom. Like, you know, pastor is talking about the microphone stand, right? Because, like, can you imagine there's some people probably thinking it's like, if you leave that open, there's going to be some crazy talk that's going to come out of that thing, right? The thing is like, we have to trust in God, right? That this is one of those things that he protects. You know, when we're talking about speaking in tongues, maybe it's because you're afraid of looking foolish, right? And it's kind of like one of those things, like, you know, yesterday, Ben was dancing like crazy. That kid was dancing like crazy, which is complete opposite of me. Because, like, I'm scared of looking like a fool, you know? So, you know, it's all these things, but it's like, when God is giving us something, we're not going to end up looking foolish, right? And the other thing too is like, you know, the things that we keep ourselves from because we're not going along with, you know, what God has for us. Because, like, you know, being a servant of sin, it seems like this thing where we can, you know, we go back to it because it's familiar, right? We go back to it because for that short time it makes us feel better. But then when it's over, you know, we're back to being sad, depressed, having no joy. And the thing we miss too is like, think about it. Like if Egypt saw the Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh behind him, if they just gave up right there, right? They would have missed out on a miracle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went into the fire, okay, they weren't concerned. They weren't scared. They saw a miracle, right?
Yep.
I mean, think of all the times where people were in a circumstance they couldn't feel like they could get out of, but then God showed up, right?
Amen.
And it's all because these people, they had the truth. They had understanding. And it's something that we should always rely on because we have no idea the power, the glory, the miracles we'll see from God just because we held in there and we understood that God's promises are true and he will never let us down. So if you would, pray with me. Lord, I just ask that you help us. Lord, that you make us free. You take those things from us that don't belong there. You refine us, Lord. And when it's difficult, that we stay there until your work is done, Lord. That we come out of it on the other side changed.
Yeah.
That what you do in our lives is not just for us, but first of all for you, and also a testimony. Lord, help us do the work you've called us to do. Help us to change this world the way you want us to change this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.